listening to The Cross. KNNA 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Whether you need a guitar, banjo, or ukulele, a violin, cello, or bass, or a band instrument like a baritone, clarinet, or French horn, CGS Music has it. They provide sales and rentals of these instruments and more. They also provide repair services, workshops, and clubs where you can learn new talents and show it off. For information, visit cgsmusic.net. That's cgsmusic.net. Or you can visit the store at 1244 High Street here in Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. CGS Music, where their motto is, "We dare you to enjoy the fun."
Stand up. Stand out. Protecting freedom takes hard work. Protecting freedom takes dedication. Protecting your freedom sometimes takes the ultimate sacrifice. But the rewards are great, knowing that you are doing something important for your country. You have that sense of responsibility and accomplishment, knowing that you are doing something that you believe in. So stand up. Stand out. Thank you, veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, the United States Marine Corps, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of our merchant mariners. Thank you for what you have done for us, and thank you to every single one of you who continue to work in this field to protect the freedoms that we enjoy in this country.
The other day, I saw someone carrying their desktop computer to listen to KNNA online. I ran up to him and asked, "What are you doing?" He just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. "I'm streaming the radio, man." As I shook my head, I pulled out my phone and showed him the free KNNA app. When he saw this, his eyes widened and shone with delight.
Dad?
And light from above shined down on him, and he
Dad?
Began to fly with happiness and joy.
Dad!
What?
Did that really happen?
Well, no, not really. The point is, sweetheart, that you can listen to 95.7 FM anywhere in the world by using the KNNA app on your mobile device. The Y-Files is a wonderful program to listen to every week on Sundays at 2 p.m. live. It is also a great tool for everyone to use. Sometimes the questions that we have are not necessarily answered during a church service. Or maybe you're a little hesitant to ask your question during a Bible study. Perhaps you are in a place in your life that you do not wish to speak with a pastor on a matter that troubles you or that you're curious about. The Y-Files is not an answer to issues you may be having, but it is a tool that you can use. And we here at the Y-Files encourage you to go to thecross957.org/Y-Files and listen to episodes posted on the website. If you don't hear or see a question that you have on the site, then please send us an email by clicking on the Ask a Question on the website, or send us a Facebook message at Y-Files at 957-KNNA. The Y-Files, Sundays at 2 p.m.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship on Wednesday evenings, 6:30. Please join us, won't you? And may God richly bless your day.
Alan Silvestri, Bear McCrary, Christoph Beck, Christopher Leonards, Chris Valesco, Hans Zimmer, Jack Wall, James Horner, James Newton Howard, Jeremy Soule. Composers like John Williams and Elmer Bernstein, who write music for your favorite movies and video games. Now played for you on Soundtrack Telling. I am the Helmsman, 95.7 FM.
Welcome, everybody, to the Y-Files here on KNNA 95.7 FM, as well as KRRC-LP, let's see if I can do this, David, in Rogue River, Oregon.
It's difficult. Try saying it five times
fast.
Yeah,
you try saying that five times fast. I usually say Rogue Rigger.
Rogue Rigger.
I don't know why.
Rogue Rigger, Oregon.
That's just what comes out of my mouth.
It's the proximity of the word Oregon to river.
I guess.
That's my theory.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with it.
I'm Captain Kirk, along here with David, my co-host, and here is a show, part of KNNA, and again, part of KRRCLP in Oregon. It's a show where we take some interesting, controversial, tough questions that we give to our pastors. We ask guest pastors to come onto this program, and we ask them those questions, and we have not always answers, but a lot of times we get answers, but a lot of discussion, which then usually leads to more questions. Last week we
Pretty
had
much.
Pastor Eric Brown, and we were talking about death, and
the Nephilim,
but at the very end of the episode, I ended up with more questions than answers.
Yeah,
so it happens.
We'll just put it in the question bank and bring it out later.
We do have a question bank, so if you have any questions that you would like to provide us that we can ask on your behalf, just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/theyfiles, and you can leave a question there. Or you can go to our website, thecross957.org, and go to the Y-Files page, and there you can click on Ask a Question, and it's basically an email prompt. And then you can just send your question that way. So, David, what kind of things have we talked about in the past?
Oh, geez, all kinds of things. We talked about communion, baptism, Unitarianism, contemporary Christian music, aliens, the Nephilim, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and our goal here is to ask questions that have been asked, but it's also to ask questions that, you know, members of the church may be hesitant to ask for whatever reason, or people who are not believers who have questions.
Right, right.
This show is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This show is for everybody, including people in Rogue River, Oregon. I just wanted to say that again. Just to say that I could say it right.
Asserting dominance over the words. Rogue River.
So joining us this afternoon is Pastor Jack Kirk, who is also a host of When Music Was Music, and Classroom One, and Time Tunnel, and... what am I missing, Pastor?
Whatever else is out there with my voice.
You are also
some spots.
You are also you're also a KNNA board member as well.
Busy
and,
guy.
And so am I, but in this case, I'm your boss right now.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, Pastor, welcome back to the program. It's
Thank
great
you.
To have you on.
Thank you.
Because it's already 8 minutes past the hour. Let's just get to it. David, what's our first question?
First question of the day, is Christianity the only religion that makes sense?
Interesting question, don't you think?
I do think.
There are a number of ways that I could begin answering it, and let's go
so
this way.
So many options.
Why do people look for a God, or would believe in a God, would commit to a God? Would it not be that they could have confidence in their God, that he would provide for them and bless them and watch out for them and all of those kind of good, warm, lovable, fuzzy things that are out there that connects with having a God? Now, in Christianity, God's word, where God speaks to us, where God speaks to his people, tells us that this is the kind of a God he is. Yes, God's word tells us and shows us and reminds us that we are sinners and we are under his wrath and displeasure and would be lost forever unless God follows on immediately with that statement. Unless we were delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the incarnate Son of God. So while God himself convicts us of our sin according to his word of law, God follows immediately on for the Christian with the blessed news that God himself has come and dealt with our sin for us, that he was promised by God in the beginning at creation that he would come to be the Redeemer and to restore us in the image of God, in our relationship with God, both now and for eternity, and that God fulfilled that promise when Jesus was born, the Son of God, second person of the Trinity incarnate. He came for us. In fact, Scripture will tell us this is how God loved us, mm-hmm. and that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God will say, I am not a God who is willing that anyone should perish. God sent Jesus to the cross to redeem and save all. God's word to us is that I love you in my Son Jesus. You can count on me. And by the way, God's Son even goes farther than that for us, that he tells us he will provide us with all that we need to support our bodies and lives. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is what Christ is all about, and all of the other things, what we shall eat, what we shall drink, what we shall wear, call upon me in every trouble, I will deliver you and you will glorify me. Mm-hmm. So the God of the Christians is a God who is for his people, who works and acts for the benefit of his people and even redeems and saves them from sin, gives them victory over death, and promises them life eternal in his kingdom. In fact, Jesus would say, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Wow, what a great and powerful God that is revealed to us by his word.
But there's a lot of people out there who I've come across who say, God's not a loving God. Look at all the people he killed in the Old Testament.
Well, that begs, or that asks a different question as to what was going on there. And that takes a careful study of what God's word really does say about what was going on with the people there. And their sin and their rejection and their unbelief of the word of God was so great that God said, I've had enough. And his judgment comes down upon them right then and there, directly upon them. As, for example, with Pharaoh in Egypt, when Israel was locked into the slavery and the difficulties that was going on then, including the loss of all of the male children born mm-hmm. there in Egypt for a while, because the Egyptian government felt it was a threat to them at that point in time. And God stepped in and took a direct hand. Now, that was how some of the ways, simply, that God dealt with people in the past. Mm-hmm. But God also says in these latter days, he has spoken to us by his Son. And he handled things now through Jesus, the fulfillment of all of that. The message of Jesus is to repent of your sins and believe the gospel, believe the word of Christ for you. Unlike the people of the Old Testament, where St. Paul says these things were evident and recorded down for us, they were written for our instruction, Paul would say in Romans. What does it instruct us about? About this God who we have, and that God is serious about sin and unbelief. And in the olden times, he took that direct hand. He took an even directer hand when Christ came, when he sent Jesus into the flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. So God still deals with us in that same word, but now he deals with us not directly by his hand, but through his Son Jesus.
So you haven't really touched base on this, not quite. I mean, you did and you didn't, especially for someone who may be new to listening to a lot of this. But it sounds like, just very briefly, because we've talked about this before in a past episode, is Jesus separate from God, or are you talking about the one true God?
No, we're talking about the one true God who's revealed himself as three persons in one divine being, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Jesus being the incarnate person of the Trinity, the incarnate second person of the Trinity, the Son of God.
And not reincarnate.
Not reincarnate.
But incarnate.
Incarnate. That means he took on our human flesh and thereby took all people into himself so that he might redeem and save all of them through his sacrifice for us on the cross. The great message of Christianity is Christ came for us, which is quite unlike other world religions where it is not like that. In other world religions, God is a God who must be appeased, mm-hmm. which presupposes that God is angry for some reason and that people must live a certain way in order to appease the anger of God so that God doesn't take out his wrath and anger upon them. And everything is left upon the people themselves to live in a particular way, whatever that way may be, to appease this God. We need a break.
We need a break. Yep, we need a break. In fact, I'm actually past the break. I lost track of time because I got so into the topic mm-hmm. that it's like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to do this, aren't we? So you've been listening to The Wyatt Files. I'm Captain Kirk along here with David with our guest pastor, Pastor Kirk. And we're discussing the question, is Christianity the only religion that makes sense? We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Let's go ahead and go to Mark. I'll call your attention to one thing from Mark 1, verse 10. As Jesus is coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open. Torn open. This is a very graphic term or verb. Now, the very same word here, torn open in the Greek, is where we get our word schism in English. So it's ripped wide open, heaven is. And this is the same verb when Jesus dies. Go to Mark 15. Same verb is used in this verse. Mark 15, 38. When Jesus dies, what happens? The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. That is the same Greek verb that's in Mark 1, verse 10. There's the reason why Mark does this. With the coming of Jesus, his baptism, and his death, what is now open to you? Heaven.
Pastor Brent Kuhlman and the Bible Study in the Word can be heard Monday and Friday afternoons at 2 p.m.
Want to get a painting project started but just don't have the time? Indigo Painting is here to help. Indigo Painting does interior, exterior, doors, garages, accent walls, stain, foundations, windows, and even small drywall repairs. Indigo Painting. For more information, call 402-610-1872. That is 402-610-1872. Indigo Painting, where their motto is, "Your satisfaction is our priority."
Would you like to be able to speak about life issues like abortion or assisted suicide with courage and compassion? Hi, I'm Pastor Michael Salamek, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. We're an organization that exists to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life. We have resources available at www.lutheransforlife.org, or you can call us at 888-364-LIFE. That's 888-364-5433.
CGS Music is a locally owned music store here in Lincoln, Nebraska. CGS Music provides musical instrument sales, rentals, and repairs of both string and band instruments. Visit cgsmusic.net. Again, that's cgsmusic.net, or call 402-328-0677. That's 402-328-0677.
Welcome back to The Y Files. I am Captain Kirk, along here with David, who he and I also host Off on a Tangent, if anybody's mm-hmm. curious about that. And we are joined this afternoon by Pastor Kirk, who is also host of When Music Was Music, and Time Tunnel, and Classroom One, and he's a board member, and...
It's all the same people volunteering.
Yeah,
that runs this thing.
So, all of us.
So we've asked him on this program to discuss the first question: is Christianity the only religion that makes sense? And off air, David.
Yeah.
You had a kind of a follow-up question to what's been discussed. Do you want to bring that up now, or do you want to wait?
I'll bring it up now. It's sort of in line with what we've been talking about. You talked about how the people in the Old Testament often suffered due to unbelief. I guess my question is, don't Christians also suffer? The followers of Jesus suffered martyrdom. It is said, it's promised, actually, that we will suffer for our faith. So don't Christians often also suffer, and how do we explain that, given that we have a loving God?
Well, suffering is a related, David, and it's one that relates all the way back to sin itself.
Mm-hmm.
That when Adam disbelieved God's word in the beginning, that he would die if he disobeyed God and ate of the fruit, well, there was more to it than just the physical cessation of life, which people call death today. There would bring with it a ground that would bring forth thorns and thistles. It would bring with it that the woman's pain would be increased in childbirth. Is there not suffering in both of those? If you're in farming, the farmer can tell you how much suffering there is trying to keep down the weeds and the insects and other things that attack. If you ask some of our young ladies, is it not through the depth of suffering and peril and in pain to deliver a child? Is that not a consequence of sin? Indeed it is. And there are sufferings galore that accompany this sinful fallen world and the sinful fallen life which sin has left us into. So these sufferings are a part of the sinful fallen life that the world is today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the redemption from that is that in Christ Jesus, this is not for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and the kingdom of God is not just a continuation of this life, only somehow better, but it is literally that Christ has taken all of those sufferings into himself and died to them for mm-hmm. us, so that we are dead to all of them and alive in Christ. And while we endure the sufferings that still cling to us on this side of the grave, we have the sure and certain hope that that will not continue, that there is an end to all of that. And so, as far as suffering goes, it is a part of this fallen world that we will all have to endure, the sicknesses and the sufferings and the things that are a consequence of the sin into which we have all been placed, not, you know, by our own eating of the forbidden fruit mm-hmm. and unbelief, but we're born into that sin, and we're born and we are going to die, and we will endure that suffering throughout as well. The victory comes in a God who is for us and who has given us a redemption and has proved that redemption in Christ. God raised him from the dead. So that is our sure and certain proof beyond any reasonable doubt that God accepted his sacrifice for us, and that God's word is true. What Jesus said is true, and we mm-hmm. will rise in him. Now, does that make sense? If I'm looking for a God who will deliver me from the sufferings and the tribulations and the hurts and even death of this life, isn't this a God who makes sense believing in and trusting in?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a number of other world religions out there where God is an angry God to start out with.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a God who always has to be appeased. And that God is everlastingly, well, that's maybe that's not the best. He's not everlastingly, but as long as the world exists, mm-hmm. I should say,
mm-hmm.
that he is a God that you have to continually please by how you live your life. And that God is continually angry with you because you're not doing it that the way that God says or the way that God thinks. And how do you know? Well, you don't. You just have to hope that God is with you. The Greeks and the Romans found this out
mm-hmm.
when they had their gods, and their gods weren't big enough to deliver any promises or any good word or whatever to the people about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Their gods were continually at war with each other. Mm-hmm. And when you hear them, and you find out when you read about them that they're nothing other than the extension of human frailties themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what were the people trusting in? Themselves, essentially. And they're coming up with their own gods in order to alleviate problems that cannot be alleviated by human beings, because they are sinners. They come into the world sinful and unclean and under that wrath of God, and that will cling to them all the days of their life.
So Christianity is unique in that it's, unlike other world religions, it provides a savior.
Is that correct? Yes, it provides a savior for us. Our God deals with the problems of sin, sin's consequences, and death, and eternal things of heaven and hell. In all of the other religions that you can find, they don't deal with those kinds of things. How good do you have to live in order to appease a God so that God will allow you into his heaven? I mean, taking a look at some of the world religions where I have been, nirvana is not heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The God of the Muslims is a God who is quite variable. I mean, when the watchword is whatever Allah wills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does Allah will? Well, we don't know. we got to kind of wait to find out. Well, Christianity tells you about our God. God himself reveals to us about himself in his word, those things which we can with surety have. We know that this God is a God who loves us. This God is a God of mercy. This God is plenteous in redemption. Our God loves to forgive. And you look at any other religion anywhere, and all you will find is an angry God, a God who doesn't deal with sin, a God who doesn't deal with death, a God who only deals in anger with you, almost to the point, you know, he's shaking his finger, if that's the picture, and he's pointing at you and saying, boy, if you don't get your act together, brother, you're gonna pay for this one. And what does that come out to? Well, who can be sure?
Mm-hmm.
Who can be sure? And when one of those other religions brings you to the point of death, there is nothing. There is no hope. How did the early American revivalist, you know, when we read that in literature class back when I was in grade school, sinners in the hands of an angry God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the God of Christianity. That is some other God of some other religion. It's not the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who in great mercy and love redeemed and saved all sinners. Now, you know, why aren't some saved and others? Because they refuse to believe.
Right.
Refuse to believe.
We have about 2 minutes, less than that. This kind of leads us into our next question.
I was just thinking that.
And I'd like to go ahead and bring that question up. So, David, would you go ahead and bring on the next question?
Okay. Just sort of talking about how we need a savior and we need all this stuff. Doesn't that sort of frame Christianity as a psychological crutch?
You think so? How much time do we have, Jim, before the break?
About a minute and 10 seconds.
We can come back to this after.
You can do a little bit of a teaser.
A bit more. Okay. Well, what's a psychological crutch? Isn't a crutch something you lean on when you when you need it, when you're hurt, or when you're weak?
Right.
And what are good examples of that? Medical crutches, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If I break my leg, or if I have a bad back or something, then, well, maybe I need a crutch to help me. It's devised to help you walk or get along when there's an injury. Well, what's a psychological crutch? Would that not be something that helps you when you need it psychologically? Mm-hmm. Or you think you do, and so you have that at that point.
Right.
So, you know, Jim just gave me the high sign. So I'll bite my tongue, and we'll wait till after the break.
Yep, right. This is the Y-Files. We're here with Pastor Kirk joining us, talking about if Christianity is the only one that makes sense. And now we're talking about psychological crutches, and I'm out of time to say anymore. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You are listening to KNNALP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Abortion. Just the word makes many of us sweat. We can lose sleep thinking about how we respond to conversations about it. Much of our culture's conversation about life issues like abortion or assisted suicide is motivated by anger and fear and pain. Hi, I'm Pastor Michael Solomink, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. Our ministry exists to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life. You can find resources that will give you motivation, get you education, and help you take action about life issues in your family and your community. Visit our website at www.lutheransforlife.org or call us at 888-364-LIFE. That's 888-364-5433. And be motivated by the gospel of joy and hope in Jesus Christ.
Whether you need a guitar, banjo, or ukulele, a violin, cello, or bass, or a band instrument like a baritone, clarinet, or French horn, CGS Music has it. They provide sales and rentals of these instruments and more. They also provide repair services, workshops, and clubs where you can learn new talents and show it off. For information, visit cgsmusic.net. That's cgsmusic.net. Or you can visit the store at 1244 High Street here in Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. CGS Music, where their motto is, "We dare you to enjoy the fun."
Want to get a painting project started, but just don't have the time? Indigo Painting is here to help. Indigo Painting does interior, exterior, doors, garages, accent walls, stain, foundations, windows, and even small drywall repairs. Indigo Painting. For more information, call 402-610-1872. That is 402-610-1872. Indigo Painting, where their motto is, "Your satisfaction is our priority."
You're listening to The Y-Files with myself, Captain Kirk, and David, who is my co-host, and this is KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska, but we are also being heard in KRRCLP, Rogue River, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smiling on Facebook Live because I can't say that sometimes. Right. I did get it right. So we welcome Oregon to the show. It's great to have you on board. If you have questions, go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheYFiles. And you can provide a question there, or you can go to the website, thecross957.org, go to the YFiles page. By the way, by doing that, you can just scroll down on the homepage and then click on the logo,
mm-hmm.
and that'll take you to the main page.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a little button below on that page that says Ask a Question. Click on that, and you can send your question that way too. We try to get the questions out as soon as possible.
Right. Don't we give priority to listener asked questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the best of my ability. I mean, I do schedule pastors ahead of time, and so I already have questions in mind with those pastors. So sometimes you do have to wait, but I try to prioritize that.
Mm-hmm.
So this afternoon, joining us this afternoon is Pastor Jack Kirk, who is host of When Music Was Music and also a board member of KNNA. Retired pastor, retired Navy chaplain. I'm glad to have you on board again. Who is also my dad. So, of course, it's great to have him on here. So.
Thus the last name.
Yes. So we talked about, is Christianity the only religion that makes sense? And then a little bit, anyway. Yeah, and right before the break, we brought up the question of, isn't Christianity just a psychological crutch? And I bring that question up because you get, well, any Christian, you know, I mean, you can go to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church here in Lincoln and you can see that there are people who suffer in their lives and they rely on Christ, which they should, but you get people from the outside who go, oh yeah, well, you just don't know what to do with yourself, so you're just putting your hope in something false. It's not real. It's just, mm-hmm. just something to help you get through things. That's why you're following Christ. That's kind of where this question comes from.
Like our first question today, Dave and Jim, you ask the question, and then immediately I have this flood of ideas, you know, from, you know, from God's word, that I, and my tongue doesn't work fast enough to get them all out. So anyway, psychological crutch. You know, it almost becomes a kind of a sarcasm. And I think you alluded to that a little bit, Jim, that, you know, psychological crutches or whatever, they're bad, or, mm-hmm. or crutches are bad, whatever. And that's kind of odd, because we use crutches all the time.
Right.
You know, as we mentioned before the break, you know, someone's got a broken leg, you might need crutches. There are people who have chemical crutches, mm-hmm. that they have a back pain or a neck pain or something, and they need the crutch of medication. Now, granted, there are other people who will go a little bit too far on that side, mm-hmm. and you know, they will get addicted to alcohol, mm-hmm. or to both prescription and non-prescription type drugs, even over-the-counter drugs, and that's mm-hmm. not necessarily good, but they become a crutch. For some people, their job is a high-stress job, and just getting a cup of coffee at 10 o'clock in the morning becomes a crutch to help them get through the morning, and that's not bad. If you have a crutch, you know, because you need a medication of some sorts, if you follow the directions and you use it properly, that's not bad. And I think the same in other even more serious ways. If you have cancer, if you have diabetes, you need medicine, mm-hmm. you know, good medicine as a crutch. You know, and it's whatever you need to get you through the night, to get you through the following day, or even longer mm-hmm. periods of time. Well, what about a psychological crutch? Has anybody ever had marriage difficulties where they sat down with a pastor or a marriage counselor, mm-hmm. and because of what the counselor's advice might have been, or what the pastor's word of God to them would have been, becomes to them a very needed and necessary crutch? And it's what our God, who, as we said earlier in the program, who loves us and is for us and wants the best for us and promises that he will provide for us those things which we need to support our bodies and lives. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will glorify me. It's God's word of promise to us. God's word fills with encouragement to pray, praise, and give thanks. So does, in the sense that people are talking, is God a crutch? You couldn't possibly have a better one. Mm-hmm. If there is sin in your life, you can hear from your pastor in the absolution, God has put away your sin. Your sins are forgiven you. If the haunts of past sins, you know, arise at night or they bother me, I can hear from the word of God. I can eat and drink with my own mouth his body and blood for the forgiveness of my sins. Now, that doesn't mean my memory goes away of all of these things, or these things are not going to bother my conscience at other times, but I know that I have a God who is for me, and he is a loving God who in mercy forgives me all of my sins, and he promises me that no matter what happens, nothing can separate me from his love in Christ Jesus. What better crutch could there be for any time, any place, any circumstance in an individual's life? I can remember when my grandmother died, and I walked into her bedroom as she took her last breath, and I knew at that point that there was nothing I could do. And my mom, in fear, commented, I hope I did enough. Well, she wasn't talking about enough to bring my grandmother to faith. She had a very, very sound faith. She was talking about, could she have done more? Well, what more could she have done for my grandmother than what Christ had already done for her through his cross and resurrection? So my mom's reliance, as my grandmother's was, in Christ, in his promises, in his word, that he will be with us and nothing could separate us from the love of God in Christ. Now, you can't say that about a medical crutch. The medical crutch will help you get around, but it's not going to help your leg heal any better. Mm-hmm. You can take this, that, and the other drug, and the other drug may mask the pain for a while, but your body's going to have to do the healing on its own, and it may never get to the point of healing. Mm-hmm. And when you come to the point when you face that deadly consequence of death at that point in our lives, there is no other crutch out there that you can take, whether you eat it, drink it, or use it to hobble around on. There is no other crutch that will deal with that. But Christ has even dealt with death for you and for me. And by his cross, by his shed blood for us, by his resurrection, you don't have a better crutch, if you want to use that term, mm-hmm. than Christ Jesus our Lord.
So that begs the question for me then, is if God is such a great crutch, if God is so great, he's so loving, he's died for our sins, you know, all of that, then why are there still so many unbelievers? I'm throwing a wrench into this conversation.
It is not really a big wrench. It is the plight of humankind from their fall into sin. And it always harkens back to the Genesis 3 text of how man lost his relationship with God at that point. The Word of God will reveal to us that our God is life. The Holy Spirit of God, called the Lord and Giver of life, for the Spirit of God was breathed into the man's face at the beginning, and man became a living soul. Not just that his heart began to beat, he had brain waves and he could breathe and run around and do whatever, but he had that life-giving relationship with God. And apart from that life-giving relationship, there is only death. And that is where sin has left him. So that everyone who comes into the world now is born with that darkened everything. He is born in sin and death, or she is, and there is no life with God. It is just simply not there. A man is born in unbelief and sin, and under the wrath of God for that. Christ was given to the man even before that. Even before that, the promise and the word of God was given before that, right at the point in time when God had Adam and Eve dead to rights there. But he gave them the promise of a Savior, and God did not leave them in their sins. Now, those who refuse to believe that, as is unnatural now, for man was made to believe in God from the beginning, he was given God's word and life from the beginning. Now he doesn't have that. There is only deadness and sin and death and unbelief of the word of God. That old nature that clings to all of us, that is born from the beginning, is very blind, very deaf, extremely stubborn to the max, and does not want to listen to the word of God, still thinking that he has a better word of God than the word of God does, and he can work things out for himself. And oh, doesn't that work very well through life? However, the point of death will come, and then his answers run out. The only answer is the God who is true, who is there, who loves us, and sent his Son to redeem and save us, even from death itself. So it is because of the deadness of unbelief. Simple answer.
Joining us this afternoon here on the Y-Files is Pastor Jack Kirk, retired Navy chaplain and semi-retired pastor. You're never really retired as a pastor.
So nobody ever does, Jim.
So we have to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
According to Rotten Potatoes, Off on a Tangent has received a 5-star rating. Reviews from listeners praise the show with comments such as
amazing, good, intuitive, genius, stupendous, okay, marvelous, average, fine,
and other outrageous terms. Still having doubts?
Wait till you hear this.
They might be odd amongst others, like a gold tooth, but like a gold tooth, they shine the most.
And this?
I am always happy, because whenever I am sad, I just know that somewhere, somehow, there is an Off on a Tangent host who is pushing a door that says pull.
There you have it, folks.
Tune in to Off on a Tangent Live, most Saturdays at 7 p.m., repeats on Tuesdays at 12 p.m., and Thursdays at 7 p.m. And don't forget to like, share, and follow us on Facebook.
Off on a Tangent, an as seen on TV, life-changing event.
And I'm Ashley.
And we host Notes from the Stage, KNNA LP 95.7 FM's one and only Broadway and movie musical show.
Every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll bring you the glitz and glam of Broadway musicals and Hollywood show tunes.
So tune in here to KNNA LP 95.7 FM for songs from Beauty and the Beast, Phantom of the Opera,
and Chicago, and much, much more.
Us on Facebook at facebook.com/KNNA957. Like, share, and follow. And believe it or not, we are even on Instagram. Just search for KNNA The Cross and follow.
Welcome back to the Y-Files. I'm Captain Kirk, along here with David. Say hello, David.
Hello, David.
See, I almost forgot to do that. Almost forgot. And welcome KRRCLP in Rogue River, Oregon. And I'm not sure if KNGN is playing this show. I don't think so, but we welcome KNGN.
Someday. Someday.
Someday. And possibly Arapahoe. Not really sure. They haven't really gotten a hold of me yet, but that's pretty exciting to know that this show is going national. That's kind of an exaggeration, but but we are in Oregon, so that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So joining us this afternoon is Pastor Kirk. We've discussed the question, does Christianity make sense? And we've discussed, is Christianity a psychological crutch? And now in the last, 12 minutes or so, I'd like to get to this last question, David. What do we got?
The question is, how can Jesus be the only way to God?
And so that kind of is the same question, and there's got to be more than one way to heaven.
Right, right,
It's okay if you don't believe in that God. As long as you believe in something, you can go to heaven. Or if you live a good life, you're a good person. This is kind of all under the same
I've heard this question. Over and over and over from people.
So is Christianity the only way to heaven? Is Christ the only way to heaven, Pastor Kirk?
Well, if I can say something before I get to that. That it is great to have Rogue River, Oregon, Pastor Gegline on board with us because he has a fantastic program here on KNNA. And when I get to listen to it in the mornings, it is well worth my time to listen to what he has to say. So I thank him very much for that.
Amen.
And you should have told me you were going to put that camera on again because I looked at myself in the mirror this morning and I didn't think I looked all that great.
You look great in that suit. You are.
Yeah, that sharp suit.
Yeah. Well, you're fine. You're good.
Okay. All right. Well, how can Jesus be the only way to God? Can I give you a couple of illustrations?
Absolutely.
To set from where I'm coming from. Now, these are kind of the apologetic things. Mm-hmm. But I used this in a similar context some years ago in a sermon as an introduction, so people would kind of get the idea of the same kind of a thing. Is Jesus the only way to God? Out in the Pacific Ocean is an island called Midway Island. That's called Midway because of its location out there. But for example, and you never push an illustration too far because you can always goof them up. So, you know, my main point here is what I'm after. But if you were in San Francisco and you were starting out to fly to Midway Island from San Francisco, and you got out your map and your charts and you charted out your course and you got your fuel together and your water and your thermos coffee like I have here today, and you were all ready to set out for Midway Island. And you got in your aircraft and out there you're flying and you're following your chart. The problem was that you were just a hair off in your charting. If you're that hair off, you will miss Midway Island. Now, you could say, well, I can fly around out there and follow. I'll be pretty close. You only have 1,300 miles of ocean between Midway Island and Honolulu, Hawaii, to search around for, because there's nothing else out there. Mm-hmm. Just that little bit off. There's only one way to do it, and that's the right way. Mm-hmm. God's word delivers to us the right way, the way of righteousness. Righteousness is what people lack because of sin. They cannot earn that righteousness again, because sinners, by definition, are only going to sin and deliver more unrighteousness in themselves. They could not fix it. If God doesn't come and do it, people will be lost forever. They're off base with what their calculations are sinful. They're not right.
We are by nature
sinful and unclean. So, unless Christ comes for us and delivers us from all unrighteousness, going to the cross, shedding his blood to wash away our sins, and delivering to us faith so that we might be in him, so that the Spirit of God might keep us in that one true faith, we will not find the righteousness we think we're finding. Or stated another way, more apologetically and practically, if you, David, you want to go to Albuquerque, and so what you do here in Lincoln, Nebraska, is you get on a plane that's headed to Bangor, Maine. Hmm. And I want to go to Albuquerque, and I get on a plane, and I get on the plane going to Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, if all roads lead to the same place, get my drift? Then why are you on the plane going to Bangor, Maine? Why am I on? Am I in Albuquerque because I just feel like I'm in Albuquerque? You know, or same to same? I suppose nowadays there may be some precedent for that as far as our society is concerned. Mm-hmm. But that's not the truth of the matter. No. There is only one Savior God. No other religion has a Savior God. Any other religion has a God that must be appeased. And if you do not appease him, you don't get to where you think you're going. There is no other way to God. You will not find it. How good of a life do you have to live under some other God in order to be certain that this God is going to be for you and he's going to redeem and save you? You don't even have a word like that from any other God, mm-hmm. let alone have any reason for such a hope. The promise isn't there. The only promise is in Christ Jesus. And he offers that to you and to me and to the world freely in the promises he delivers in his word. And he makes those promises tangible to us in the mouth of his pastors who deliver this word to us. Your sins are forgiven. You are reconciled to God. I have appeased God for you. God is already pleased with you because what I have done for you at the cross. The scriptures will say Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. He is the full. He is the complete. He is the all-consuming, all-covering blood sacrifice for our sins. There is no reason for us to bleed and die to appease our God, or to cut ourselves with knives and bleed before God to show him how sincere and etc. we are, or to turn our lives over to God and now we're going to live our lives for God the way he wants us to, because we're not going to do that. We've already determined nobody's perfect. Even mm-hmm. our culture will tell you that day by day by day. We're not perfect. And just look at it. You know, how's it working out for us right now? How's it working out for the world, all of these other world religions? The only place you will find the peace and the joy and the comfort of victory over death and life everlasting and hell, to be united with your God forever, is that one which gives you this freely in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, who has cleansed us from all sin.
There are some people out there, again, the people I've come across who say, well, Yeah, you say that about Christianity, but look at Christianity's done in the past. I mean, look at the Crusades. They killed thousands of people, and they were forcing their religion upon them, and so on and so forth. That's a lot of the arguments that are out there as to why Christianity is wrong or not the right direction.
You know, Jim, there's a difference between how men, with disregarding Scripture, can have the best of intentions, but they fail to understand that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, not conquest of other nations or the wiping out of others. God may have dealt like that directly, intervened directly for his people, for his Redeemer in the Old Testament. But in these latter days, he has said, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe everything I have commanded you. The power of the church, the power of the ministry, the power of Jesus is not in world conquest or in world peace. The power is in the forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God and the promise of life everlasting in Christ Jesus. He is the, as we talked earlier, the crutch that carries us through today and on into the morrow and on into eternity through faith in him. This is where Christ shines out, not in the conquest of men. They didn't understand what they were doing. They would have gotten a whole lot farther, in Pastor Kirk's humble opinion, if they would have sent missionaries to those nations to tell the people about Christ Jesus, to deliver to them his word of forgiveness and the promise of life everlasting of a reconciled God, rather than saddle up the army and go in and rape the nation of their resources and injure the people out there and kill and maim and destroy. Those things, wars and rumors of wars, are of sin. They are not of the things of God, the things of Scripture.
I don't know if we have enough time for this last question here, because we got about 2.5 minutes. It almost sounds like, you know, you just mentioned, you know, that's God of the Old Testament, this is God of the New Testament. Is that
God contradicting himself? No, it's not two different gods. When God interacted for people and destroyed nations or whatever, it was because of God's word to them that this is what was going to befall them, because of their opposition to Christ Messiah, or God's intervention directly to protect the line of his Messiah. And those things are things that are out of the Old Testament, where God had to intervene and act. And you find the same thing in a mini when Jesus was born. For King Herod set out to destroy him, and he killed all of the children 2 years old and under. And God got directly intervened and told Joseph, take the child and marry his mother and flee, for those, they're coming to get the child. And God intervened there directly. That was kind of a mini of what happened in the beginning. Listen to the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And God is faithful and just to forgive sins and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. There were plenty of people who were Gentiles, who were not Jews, who were not of the circumcision in the Old Testament, nations, in fact, that were repentant and they were saved. Jonah sent to Nineveh. They were Gentiles. And Jonah, the Jewish prophet, went and preached to them, and they repented and they were spared. God is faithful and just to his word and his promises. The nations that he destroyed, he intervened and destroyed in order to protect that word of promise for you and for me, so that the Messiah would be born.
Joining us this afternoon here on the Y-Files is Pastor Jack Kirk. Pastor, thanks for coming back onto the program.
Thank you.
We'll have you on again in the future sometime, so everyone out there can look forward to that. I am Captain Kirk, along here with David. We're out of time, people.
Yep.
But it's great to have you on board. We'll hope to see you. Not next week, but the week after.
Yeah.
We're taking a break next week. So we'll see you later. God bless, Lincoln.